From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. There was more violence today in Iraq. At least one Iraqi civilian died and two U.S. soldiers were wounded when an army convoy was struck by an explosion in Baghdad. In the past 6 days, five American troops have been killed in attacks and scores more injured. NPR's Guy Raz is on the line from Baghdad. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning, Leanne.
Is the security situation there spiraling out of control? It seems as though it is.
It's not just the impression you're getting there, Leanne. It's very much the sense that I'm getting here from Iraqis and American troops. Since the White House announced the end of major combat in Iraq back in May, on May 1st, more than two dozen U.S. and British troops have been killed in attacks. And at this point, out of the total number of American casualties in Iraq, nearly a third have happened after that date, after May 1st. And they're happening daily, on a daily basis, not just in Baghdad or even in central Iraq, but in areas in the south, the Shiite-dominated south, where the majority of people were hostile to the Saddam regime.
Guy, you just returned to Baghdad. You were away for 3 weeks. What's your impression? Are things better or worse?
Well, when I left, I certainly didn't think they could get any worse. Back in May, Paul Bremer, the American civilian in charge here, he had pledged that the electricity would be totally restored by early June. We're now creeping towards the hottest period of the year. And I can tell you, Leanne, I don't know, out of the half dozen Baghdad families that I've visited over the past 2 days, none of them have more than 8 hours of electricity a day. The phone network in the country is still totally down. Crime is still a major problem. And then on top of that, of course, there's been this wave of attacks against U.S. and British military personnel here.
Is there any reason given for the surge in attacks now?
It's a really difficult question to answer. If you listen to what the military and what the civilian administrators say, they will say these are coordinated attacks. They're organized by people still loyal to the Saddam regime. Now, there's no question that some of those attacks are organized and probably even organized by people, you know, who were somehow involved with the regime. But really to ascribe all the attacks to these people, I would say, is at best lazy and at worst dangerously naive, because we've really seen a proliferation of those attacks in areas where the people, as I said, were hostile to Saddam, Shiite areas and tribal regions. There are attacks that are coming from elements who are loyal to the regime, but also attacks that are coming from tribal groups, tribal elements, which are groups that are not totally politicized.
So is there anything that the U.S.-led authority can do?
It's really hard to say. I mean, the problem is that for every step the Americans take forward, they seem to be taking two back. I mean, every time there's a new attack, they simply have to shift their resources into security. And then you have resources that are being taken away from the reconstruction process as a result. And the other big problem is the authority really isn't getting its message out. I mean, the Iraqis are getting so much of their information by word of mouth, and those are often rumors that are outright lies, and dangerous ones. You know, I've heard a story about soldiers killing children or helping looters, and people actually believe these things. And so what you now have is a real growing hostility among ordinary Iraqis.
NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad. Thanks a lot, Guy.
Thanks, Leanne.